what is the goal for this year? I mean, you really focused your talk on quality and the need for everybody to come together, be it from the medical student to other practitioners to non-medical practitioners. What is really the goal for quality?
Well, you know, I think we're at a stage as an organization that we need to continue to do the quality education efforts, but we need to start rising to that next level, which is the quality execution and solutions, which is a mandate that we can't do unsupported, meaning the Society of Hospital Medicine has to construct mechanisms whereby members, as a part of their membership in the society, can learn about not only the principles of quality, but how to go back to their institutions and really make it happen. And that's the next level for us, is to be the players and to be the people that are actually doing the quality improvement. And that's where we are.
The idea of a database within 5 years for people to go into, why is that something that you think is important for the rank-and-file hospitalists to have access at?
Well, you know, the reality is that we have great heterogeneity in the society. Some people are quality experts because they've received great training from SHM, Intermountain Health, the IHI. But then there's many members that are interested, really want to be that quality expert, but are to the left on the continuum, still learning how to do it. And so the concept of the database is that that we collect some of the best quality improvement projects, and then a member could go and say, wow, you know, that's something, I'm overthinking this maybe, I could do that too, right? And that would actually meet with the size of my hospital, my group, the needs that I have. And that's how you gain the experience in trying out the first one, and then maybe the second one that member says, hey, you know, I've got a new idea and I can use those same principles and design it going forward. The other key component, remember, is that maintenance and certification in hospital medicine requires a practice improvement module every 3 years. And the vision of the database is that would be a grand menu of potential practice improvement modules, such that a member was never locked out of maintaining that maintenance and certification because they didn't have that resource. And that's what I mean by having a supported mandate, as opposed to the empty talk of just everybody do quality.
How important is health IT to all of these discussions?
Eventually, health IT is the issue. The way that we are able to see data, the way that we are able to use to collect the right data, and then to measure what we do, and then to see the data again, all of that is contention upon information. And with the vastness of what we're approaching, and what I mean by that is quality at one point was DVTs, right? Now it's heart failure, now it's readmissions, now it's strokes, and it will only continue to grow to encompass every possible disease. That's the reality. But to meet that growth, we have to have an IT infrastructure that allows us to still get the right data, to still know if the intervention we made was the right one or not, and then to identify the next weakness in our point of care and how to fix that. And that's going to be the future of healthcare, not only for society, hospital medicine, for hospitalists, but for the country as a whole.
Incrementally, change always takes time, and as you mentioned in your talk, it took 10 years to get to this seat at the table. Is it harder to get that seat, or is it harder to, as you say, keep it?
Well, I think it's harder to keep it, and the reason being is that, you know, put it this way, as a New Orleans fan, last 5, 10 years ago, nobody cared less what the Saints did, right? I mean, they were a loser. But now that they're a champion, they're scrutinized for every single game, every single practice. With this voice at the table, now you can't just, we don't have the luxury of coming up with a half-cocked, half-baked idea and just being emotionally expressive at a legislative table. What we say is going to be taken seriously, which means that it has to be the right message, which means that it has to be about patient care. And that's what I mean about credibility and taking on that agenda that's going to be a lot tougher than just saying I want to advocate for what's best for my members' pocketbooks. I mean, we have to do that too. But the two have to be synonymous, sustainable hospital care, sustainable jobs for hospitalists, but with a focus on what's best for the patient.